KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, day one of three for the Tournament of Champions on Friday saw four golfers in the Open Division shooting under par for their first 18 holes that are being played at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Past champion Andrew Martin and Aaron King from the Sac Country Club led the field after day one with 67s. Right behind them at one stroke back each is past champion Matt Warish and Darby McLaren of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. AGCC's Zach Christensen and Ryan Clark from the Briarwood Golf Club and Alec Barber from AH Blank Golf Club all shot an even under par 60, even par 69, and there are 38 competitors in the Open Division. Past TFC champion Rick Carter and Mike Martin from Nishna Hills led the senior circuit following day one after each man shot a 3-over par 72. Jim Wood with the Red Oak Country Club, Eric Brown of Mount Air Golf and Country Club, and past champion Darren Baker round out the top five among 23 golfers. The Super Senior Division has past champion Rick Thompson with a six-stroke lead over fellow past champions Jim Mullinex and Arnie Leisted. Thompson was a minus three with a 66, while Mullinex and Leisted each shot a 72. There are 19 entries in the Super Senior Division. 36 holes remain for the rest of this weekend. The Tournament of Champions wraps up on Sunday. And we'll have hole-to-hole coverage for you throughout the event on KJAN. Our first report heads your way this morning at 8:35. Drake Athletics Director Brian Harden reports the university's fall 2020 football season was canceled following Friday's decision from the Pioneer Football League. The PFL President's Council announced that its league institutions will not conduct conference competition in the fall of 2020. The PFL membership is spread from coast to coast and throughout the Midwest, which poses challenges related to team travel as well as difficulties meeting applicable state, local, and institutional health requirements and COVID-19 mitigation strategies. Officials said on social media, recognizing competition is an integral part of the student-athlete's educational experience. The PFL is committed to exploring meaningful opportunities and experiences for football student-athletes this academic year, if this can be done reasonably and safely. Drake Athletics Director Brian Harden said in a statement, "Last night I met with our football team and informed them that they would not be competing this fall. The idea of not having Drake football play games over the next few months is disappointing on many levels. I feel terrible," he said, "for our student athletes, coaches, and staff in our football program. But my heart really goes out to our fifth-year senior student athletes who made the decision to return for one final season and now, through no fault of their own, will not have the opportunity to play this fall." Hours after officials of the Missouri Valley Conference announced on Friday that the league's schools will not conduct conference competition this fall, the University of Northern Iowa announced the Panthers will not participate in non-conference games this fall and will look to reschedule those games in future years. Now, UNI fans who have already purchased season tickets have four options. First of all, this spring you can transfer your season tickets to the spring season. Panther Scholarship Club seat contributions are still required and must be pledged by October 1st. Those that transfer their tickets to the spring and make their PSC pledge by the deadline will receive 200 Panther points. You can transfer the balance of your account to the Panther Scholarship Club as a 100% tax-deductible donation if you choose. The other option, number three, is apply the balance of your account as a credit toward fall 2021 season tickets. And the fourth option is, of course, you can receive a full refund. Now, season ticket holders have until September 1st to make their selection. Those that do not make their selection by the deadline will automatically be enrolled in the spring option. If a spring season is not feasible, a UNI athletics representative will reach out to all season ticket holders to assist them on the best option for their situation. The Missouri Valley Football Conference plans to play a full eight-game spring league schedule with the expectation to culminate the season with the FCS playoffs. The Conference President's Council also voted the competition this fall be conducted at institutional discretion. National fall postseason play was canceled earlier Friday when the Pioneer League and Big Sky conferences backed out of their 2020 schedules due to concerns amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And that decision left the football championship subdivision below the NCAA mandated 50% threshold needed to have a championship playoff. The Big Sky Conference postponed its football season until spring and called for the FCS playoffs to be moved to the second semester as well. Their decision Friday all but officially ended any chance of the FCS playoffs being held in the fall. And the FCS playoffs are an NCAA-sponsored event, unlike the college football playoff, which crowns a champion at the highest level of Division I. The Big Sky Conference traditionally has one of the strongest FCS conferences with Montana, Eastern Washington, and Montana State. They said they will attempt to play an eight-game conference schedule in the spring. Again, as we mentioned, the Pioneer League says they won't play a fall football schedule, but would consider playing a football season at another point in the school year if feasible. The 11-team Pioneer League spans from the Midwest to West Coast. The NCAA Division II South Atlantic Conference is postponing its fall sports schedule until the spring of 2021. The league said its impacted sports are men's and women's cross country, men's and women's soccer, field hockey, and volleyball. That league is made up of 13 schools in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. The Southeastern Conference will require football players and others in direct contact with the program to be tested at least twice weekly during the season. The league on Friday released its initial COVID-19 requirements for fall sports, including football. In football, testing will typically come 6 days and 3 days before competition. Coaches, staff, and other personnel will be required to wear face coverings on the sidelines at sporting events this fall. Also in college sports, Maryland senior quarterback Josh Jackson has opted out of the upcoming football season, leaving the Terrapins with very little depth and experience at the pivotal position. Jackson is the most prominent of six Maryland players who have decided not to play in 2020 for reasons related to the COVID-19 pandemic. North Carolina defensive backs DJ Ford, Javon Terry, and Bryce Watts have opted out of playing this season due to concerns about coronavirus. The team had previously announced that offensive lineman Tristan Miller would not play due to family reasons. Duke coach David Cutliffe says long snapper Ben Wyatt and offensive tackle Jacob Brimmer have opted out of playing this season because of concerns about the virus. Last week, the school announced that 25 athletes had tested positive over the previous 3 weeks as they began returning to campus for voluntary workouts, with 9 in mandatory isolation. School said all cases involved no or mild symptoms. And in Women's National Basketball Association action from Friday, it was Minnesota over Indiana, 87-80. New York beating Washington, 74-66. Las Vegas was an 86-82 winner over Los Angeles. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.